Now, this is absolutely hilarious. There's a video in which someone points out that women compete with men, but men are not interested in competing with women. And so women enter the workplace, and therefore men leave the workplace. It's not entirely accurate, to say the least, but it is true that if the workplace becomes incredibly toxic for men, then they may leave. And men experience toxicity a lot different than women do. For a woman, toxicity means mean words, right? So, like, if someone goes to a woman and says something mean to her, she considers that to be toxic. Men consider toxicity to include things like passive aggressivity, simply not being told what the problem is, this obnoxious nicety, and also men kind of feel when they're not wanted. And so if you look at the workplace, especially in modern corporate America, it is dominated by women in HR. Apparently, nobody talks about having diversity in HR. I understand it's something like 80% white women. And they obviously promote their friends, right? So unless you're one of their boyfriends, chances are they have many more female friends than they have boyfriends. And they also have female friends from the same academia that they got. And with diversity initiative and hiring more women, then obviously men get more discriminated. And so it's not really fair to say that men leave the workplace as if they choose to leave the workplace. Many of them are forced out of the workplace. But regardless, whenever men suffer, women are most affected and they blame men, as we see here with Autumn White. She found out that according to Pew Research, 20% of men, ages 25 to 34, lived in a parent's home versus 15% of women. Within the 25-34 age group, men have higher median earnings overall than women, yet they are still living with mommy. So notice how in her liberal brain, the family is dysfunctional. Like, why not living with parents, right? Like, why isn't mommy and daddy? Why does she focus on the mommy? Like, she automatically assumes that mommy is already divorced. And if this is the case, why should the man choose to become like his dad, right? So, in other words, if you actually are in a family where mommy is divorced, the child has seen how mommy has ruined daddy. Like, daddy used to have a fortune, he married mommy, mommy filed divorce, mommy took half his shit, mommy got the kids. And now the son is supposed to reproduce what his dad was, right? So you kind of see why a lot of men may choose to tune out. At no point are they blaming the government for having these laws, which are not very fair to men. Like, if this lady had a cock, I'm actually curious if she would date other women and marry them. But anyway, she asked the question, why are women more courageous, oh my goodness, and likely to step out into adulthood, even though they are less likely to afford living on their own than men? Is it just another example of how women are outpacing men and are more developed as adults? I mean, if they're so developed, why do they need men? Huh? Like, why can't women just live with another? Get a female roommate, and then you can be the power couple of developed adults, right? And leave the children alone. You also have like this one. That's very interesting. The truth may be that an economy can support far more females than males. We don't need the males to reproduce the species. Most are dull and have nothing to offer each other, which is why we enjoy war, in my opinion. This is interesting. So obviously it's a rage-baiting account, I assume. But there are many feminists that generally believe this take, right? And it is true, like, one man can impregnate 20 women, right? The problem is that their children are going to grow up without a father. And here you have the example, right, where mommy is alone and not married. But anyway, to answer her very interesting question, right, why is it that 20% of men live in a parent's home while women not? Well, because most men cannot simply find a woman with big fat tits and a plump ass and decide to move in with her, and in exchange for sex, they don't have to work. A woman can do that. Like, a woman at the age of 18, and I have a couple in my family as well, they can get a boyfriend that is 29, 30, and he already has an apartment, he already has his own home, and then the woman can move in with him, right? And all she gives is sex, And she can study at the university. I mean, it's not like she's a hobo, right? Like, she can still study at a university. She can still do things, but she's not necessarily producing money. And she would never be able to afford a home. But she simply gets into a relationship where a home is provided for her. So, like, the fact that the number is 20% of men live in a parent's home versus 15% of women is shocking. Like, I would expect all women to be able to have a place outside of their parents. But anyway, like, the difference of 5% is why she is raging. I want to talk a little bit about something else that's interesting, which is living alone, right? Now, throughout most human history, the idea of living in your own house was unthinkable. Like, even in the 900s was unthinkable. Families were big communities. Like, families included living with your parents and your grandparents. It's true, right? So, obviously, we changed from that, right? Like, now it's a sign of maturity. So, I guess, like, all of our ancestors were immature because they were living together, right? And we are the only enlightened ones because we benefit from modernity. Well, the problem is like this. If every single person has to live in their own house, why would you not notice that the housing market is now expensive? Because it's one thing when you have a family of five living in one house, right? And it's another thing when you have a family of five living in five houses. And if every single person lives in a different house, like, America has, well, like, 350 million people, right? It would require 350 million houses. America doesn't have this many houses. And not to mention, like, there are places where, okay, you can have a high-rise apartment. But in other places, you have homeowner associations, and I'm sorry, but, like, you literally cannot put a family of 200 in a home over there, right? And so this is why you constantly complain and bitch as a leftist. Oh my goodness, housing is a human right. Oh, we can't afford the housing. Oh, our parents did. Your parents didn't, like, not all of them, but often, especially if you're in the UK, your parents didn't live in their own house. Like, most families lived at least with the grandfathers as well, right? And they included the grandparents in the family income. And on top of that, the grandparents would also help raise kids. So the boomer generation, yes, like, they had around four incomes in a household. The wife had one income, the father had one income, the grandparent had one income, and the grandmother had one income. So it was like four incomes in one household. And there were four people raising a kid. And so this type of mentality is changing things. Now, again, it's not necessarily for the worse. Like, I, for example, do not live with my parents, but I can afford it. Many others cannot. I'm literally hurting other people by living in my own house, right? I am creating a shortage of housing. So I'm not upset, but, like, there are other people that are upset. Sucks to be them, I guess, right? But it's because of this type of thinking. Let me know what you guys think, and as usual, we'll see each other in the comment section. Take care.